Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. Have you ever wondered why and how often you should calibrate your power system testing devices to ensure they perform at their best? Then this episode is for you. We call it Calibration 101, in which we will dive into the world of calibration, the key to maintaining the accuracy and reliability of power system testing devices. Whether you are managing a fleet of testing solutions, ensuring the precision of manufacturing equipment, or just curious about how often it makes sense to send a testing device back for calibration, we have you covered. As an example, we find out how Omicron handles this essential area for its customers. My guest in this episode is Lisa Gruber, Product Manager for Product Servicing at Omicron. She is responsible for the hardware-related services at Omicron, including calibration, repair, rental, and any further services related directly to hardware products such as service contracts. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Energy Talks.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again for being here to talk about power system testing equipment calibration. Lisa, let's clarify some terminology. What is meant by calibration for power system testing devices?
Yeah, that's a really good question because it can be a little bit more confusing than you would think. We sometimes even have misunderstandings here within our own company at Omicron when it comes to the term calibration. So calibration is only the documented comparison of a measurement device or device under test, DUT, against a traceable reference. So the reference can also be referred to as a calibrator, serves as the gold standard for accuracy. So a calibration should answer the question, how accurate is my measurement device compared to a known or reliable reference? And during the calibration, the DUT's measurements result is compared to the output of the reference. And the reference is meticulously calibrated, maintained to ensure the accuracy. And this accuracy is again traceable to a national or international standard, usually held by a national metrology institute. So this ensures consistency and reliability across different laboratories and industries. And what causes this confusion in regards to the term calibration, that sometimes calibration also includes a verification, also sometimes, especially in the case of our factory calibration, an adjustment.
Okay, so what is the difference then between calibration, verification, and an adjustment?
So the calibration only involves measuring physical quantities and comparing the measurement results from the test object with a suitable traceable reference measuring instrument under defined and reproducible conditions. Then usually the next step is a verification. And the verification is a comparison of the device's measurements result collected during calibration with limit values. For example, the published tolerances of the manufacturer. And then the interpretation of these results. So there's a statement made as to whether the device is still within the tolerances specified by the manufacturer or not. And then the last step can be an adjustment. And the adjustment is when there's a deviation between the test instrument measured values and the reference instrument. And this deviation is brought back to a minimum or within the defined tolerance range. So this last step then requires an intervention into the instrument.
Thank you for that clarification. Lisa, why should you calibrate power system testing equipment?
Yeah, calibration, that's a bit like taking your car in for a routine checkup. It's mandatory in a lot of countries. It's something you should do. And ideally, the mechanic will tell you that everything is running smoothly. There's no need for concern. But actually, it's really dangerous to wait until you hear or smell something in your car before going to a garage. So detecting a problem late can, for instances, result in a breakdown or, in the worst case, actually endanger someone's safety. And calibration is just like that. So it helps you to ensure the accuracy and reliability of measurements and tests. And it's an essential factor in improving efficiency, compliance, safety, and the sustainability of any operation. So precise and reliable measurement results are only possible with testing instruments that have been calibrated correctly. However, the accuracy of each individual instrument changes over its product life. So it's essential to calibrate and, if necessary, adjust testing equipment regularly, depending on the area of application.
How often should you calibrate power system testing equipment?
So the calibration frequency depends on several factors, including type of instrument, usage and application, but also industry standards. Establishing a calibration interval should involve a thoughtful approach to make sure your measurements are accurate, but at the same time, you avoid unnecessary cost or downtime. So calibrating annually is quite common and useful, although neither ISO 9001 or IEC 70025 make it mandatory. But on the other hand, these standards clearly require testing equipment to function with sufficient accuracy for an intended purpose. So, for example, at Omicron, we of course endeavor to design and produce the most accurate, reliable, and consistent devices to serve the safety of the electrical power industry. However, all components exhibit drift over time or due to environmental conditions. So to really ensure that your device operates within published specification tolerances, you have to calibrate regularly.
So this type of drift, that happens with any type of equipment, is that correct?
Yes, with every component over time.
Okay, thank you. So how does one establish a calibration interval?
So it's really important to know that it's the responsibility of the user to establish these intervals, because they're the only ones who know how the instruments are being used and what they're being used for. We as a manufacturer, we can only give a recommendation. So we have no idea what environmental conditions, for example, your testing equipment is exposed to. But there are these factors that you can consider in the process. So one is our recommendation, obviously. Then there's your usage intensity, so how frequently do you use the device? Then, as I mentioned before, the environmental conditions are really important. What is your device exposed to? Are there any extreme temperatures, maybe humidity, chemicals even? Then vibration, also caused by transport or shocks, if you drop the instrument, all of that can affect your accuracy, and therefore you should make sure to determine the calibration interval accordingly. Then you need to know your application. So there are some high accuracy measurements, for example, meter tests that require more accurate devices. There's the stability over time that you can monitor. You have the industry standards and regulations. I mentioned also before the ISO 9001, which is a quality management standard. If your organization follows that standard, then it's mandatory to calibrate regularly in defined intervals or prior to use. And then for some industries, aerospace, manufacturing, healthcare, there can be industry-specific standards where it's important, if you want to be compliant, that you calibrate regularly. And if you have very critical, safety-critical measurements, that also makes a difference, of course. So what is like a potential calibration interval? Obviously, annually makes a lot of sense. And depending on the before mentioned aspects, you can stretch this interval up to 2 to 3 years, but only after observing stability in your instrument. And this observation only comes through calibration. And you can even go as far as to calibrate semi-annually for like critical devices in harsh environments, or go the route of calibrating before critical tasks.
Lisa, here's another term that comes to mind when we're talking about calibration, and that is factory calibration. Could you describe the importance of factory calibration and how does it play a role in device reliability?
Yes, so the factory calibration is our standard service at Omicron when your device comes in. During the factory calibration, it's fully tested, calibrated, and then adjusted. All relevant technical limit values are checked during an automated test procedure, and all of that in a climate-controlled environment, so controlled for temperature and humidity. But we do much more than that because we really perform a full service on your device. That means your device is cleaned on the inside and on the outside. And that's really important because over time, dust and other particles can accumulate within the device, and that can lead to overheating on the board or even short circuits. The cleaning inside is really helpful in prolonging the life of the device. Also, if you have any wear parts on the housing, like a loose handle or feet, we simply replace them. If your transport case is broken, we will take care of that. We perform safety and functional checks, firmware updates, and even preventive maintenance or service campaigns. That means, for example, when our quality team detects that there are some components that can break over the lifetime and they found a really good redesign that prevents that, we will simply exchange that board in your device before it happens. So this makes your device more reliable and live longer.
So how is this different from the ISO IEC 17025 calibration used by Omicron Calibrations?
Yes, with Omicron Calibration Service, we have established a globally recognized accredited ISO IEC 17025 calibration laboratory that meets the highest international standard. So Omicron Calibrations is a legally independent body that aims to provide customers with the most accurate, comprehensive calibration for Omicron products. So if we receive a device and you've ordered a 17025 calibration, we start out with a as-found calibration in a dedicated Omicron Calibrations laboratory. So this as-found calibration documents the status of the device upon arrival. After that, this is forwarded to the factory calibration where you get the hardware updates, software updates, adjustments, and the final factory calibration as described before. The results of the factory calibration are checked again by Omicron Calibrations, the independent lab, and they perform a so-called as-left calibration. So Omicron Calibrations, they have more tightly defined ambient conditions, more accurate equipment, and special procedures, actually, that allow even better measurement uncertainties and more precise testing. And what they also offer is well-founded interpretation of the measurements results and estimates regarding the definition of extended calibration intervals. So they also perform consulting services for you. And a valuable side effect of this S-left calibration is that this really tests our production and test field results again. So it's also a double checking and a quality procedure for us because it's guaranteed traceable. And yeah, Omicron Calibrations is continuously extending also the products where we offer the 17025 calibration. So we recently added the MPD 600 and 800, as well as the CPC 100 to the range of products where we can offer this special services.
Very good. Could you explain the difference between the standards ISO 9001 and IEC 17025?
Yeah, we get that question a lot. So the ISO 9001 is an international standard for quality management systems, QMS. So it's a framework that any organization can follow to ensure that they meet customer and regulatory requirements. ISO 9001 addresses calibration and calibration intervals primarily in clause 7.1.5. So I looked this up and it deals with monitoring and measuring resources. It doesn't specify an exact interval for the calibration. Instead, it requires an organization to determine appropriate interval based on the type of equipment they use and the manufacturer's recommendations. And it also specifies that you must maintain records of calibration activities, including the results and any action taken in case the calibration found the device to be out of specification. So that's the quality management standard ISO 9001. And then on the other hand, we have IEC 17025. This is an international standard that specifies the general requirements for the competence of testing and calibration laboratories. So it doesn't apply to any organization like the quality management standard, but only to calibration laboratories. And the 17025 standard is designed for these laboratories only and ensures that they operate competently and generate valid results so that their work can be trusted and is recognized nationally and internationally. So one is a certification you as a company can get, and the other one is an accreditation of a calibration laboratory.
Thank you for that clarification. Lisa, in your opinion, why should a customer calibrate their testing device, for example, an Omicron customer?
So when calibrations are performed, it's really important to be able to trust the process by which they're carried out. Because technically, if you put a CMC Omicron device on a kitchen scale and you write down the result, you could call that a calibration. And if you now compare that to the specified weight in the user manual, that's even the verification. But obviously, that's not the process that you want when you calibrate your instruments. So offering high quality calibration that perfectly suits a particular instrument is really a very complex task that demands a high level of expertise. And we not only set the highest standards during the development of our products, but also during the development of our calibration solution. And we have extensive experience with calibrating our own devices. We know them really well, so we can also select all critical test points to ensure full functionality. If you calibrate with a third-party laboratory, they're often limited to verifying input and output variables or current voltage, and our capabilities are extend beyond these parameters. We can calibrate switch-off limits and frequency response, and our tests are fully automated, so that allows for better comparability also between calibrations than a manual calibration, where you have different operators who have performed the calibration. And yeah, so when you calibrate with us, you can really get that peace of mind a regular calibration interval is supposed to give you. And as I said before, we have these additional services that will prolong the life of your device.
Very good. So is it also possible for customers to send their instruments somewhere else to have them calibrated, or should they only be calibrated by Omicron?
Of course, it's possible to also send your devices to other laboratories to get a calibration. However, the adjustment is something only we as a manufacturer can do.
Very good point. And that applies to any type of testing equipment. It's always good to go back to the original manufacturer for calibration. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
When should customers choose the factory calibration, and when should they go for the ISO IEC 17025 calibration at Omicron?
Thank you for asking that, because we get that question a lot, also from our customers. So during the factory calibration, your product is really brought back into the best condition possible, including the adjustment to ensure that it operates within the specification. So this service is for you if you want to ensure reliability, precision, and if you're doing the calibration for compliance reasons. It's the ideal choice for routine checks and regular calibration interval, and it's our standard offer, basically. And the ISO or IEC 17025 calibration is for special requirements. So in case a defined measurement uncertainty and traceability is important to you, then this is the right choice. And in some countries and industries, it's mandatory to have a 17025 calibration. Then, of course, you should definitely choose Omicron calibrations. If you only want an as-found calibration and no adjustment to be performed to monitor the drift yourself, then you should also opt for the 17025 calibration. And if you're interested in their consulting services on calibration intervals, then the Omicron calibrations team is also your right partner.
Super. So again, we're talking about customers of Omicron testing devices, people who have other types of testing equipment, cannot send their equipment to Omicron.
No, not possible.
Lisa, where can our listeners get more information about Omicron's factory calibration and Omicron calibrations for ISO IEC 17025?
So currently you can find all that information on the omicronenergy.com website under tech support. But we are in the process of reworking this to make it a little bit easier to find. And we will also add some more information about calibration on there soon. And for the IEC 17025 offerings, they have their own website, the Omicron Calibrations website, but it's also linked under tech support of omicronenergy.com.
Okay. So again, if you go to omicronenergy.com/technical support, then you can find all the information you need about calibration.
Correct.
Lisa, thank you for talking with me about calibration, its importance for power system testing equipment, and how it's done at Omicron for its customers in this episode of Energy Talks.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.